Federal scientists have released a report summarizing 10 years of research and conservation work on endangered orcas. The report looks at lots of factors, including the effects of toxins and vessel traffic. It also confirms their range extends all the way to northern California and southeast Alaska. But the man many locals regard as the godfather of orca conservation thinks the answer to saving them comes down to one simple factor: fish. KPLU Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
Ken Balcom is the director of the Center for Whale Research in Friday Harbor on San Juan Island. For almost 40 years now, they've been keeping track of every individual whale in the three pods that make up the southern resident population of iconic orcas that live in Puget Sound.
The whales are going by right now, so J's and a few L's. Part of L pods in, about half of them.
Balcom says about 50 of them are spread out on the west side of San Juan Island. He can see two or three from his window, and he's got a hydrophone to capture the sounds they make.
I'll turn it up a little bit so you can hear it. There you go.
So what are they saying?
They're just communicating operating details of foraging.
And Balcom says their food is what matters most. They're very picky eaters. Scientists now know their diet is about 80% Chinook salmon, another endangered species. So if we want to recover southern resident orcas, Balcom says we need to focus on recovering that specific species of salmon.
You know, we're just not going to have a predator population without a sufficient food population.
Balcom says it's true that toxins are also a factor in whale mortality. High levels are found in their blubber. But he says transient orcas are surviving in growing numbers despite this because their diet includes seals and porpoises and they have plenty to eat. It seems the toxins only become a critical factor when the whales are going hungry and living off their fat, triggering the toxins' release. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.